Well, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had predicted the conquest of Istanbul, or in the Arabic language as it's referred to as Qustantinia. And that is what drove Muslim armies time and again in their attempt to conquer the city. We're joined on the line for the weekly segment of Between the Cracks by Apa Farzana Adam. Apa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I missed the days when the Rajat Khan presented said Umu Abdullah. But nonetheless, the 29th of May 1453 marked the 564th anniversary of Istanbul being conquered by Sultan Mehmed II. And if our listeners are well aware that the Byzantines had ruled the Eastern Roman Empire for more than 1,000 years, and that conquest that took place in 1453 transformed the city into the new Ottoman Empire, and things really changed under from that time onwards. So in Istanbul on Sunday, there were lots of commemorations with regards to this, and that's one thing perhaps we haven't talked about, and if we have talked about it, maybe we underplay the actual shock or the jazbah or the enthusiasm of the Sahaba to continue and carry out this legacy that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prophesied. Now, at 21 years old, the Ottoman Sultan, Mehmed, his name was actually Muhammad, but in Turkish, it ends up being Mehmed. He had heard that hadith that you talked about, Mufti Musaji, about one day Constantinople will be conquered, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the commander of its conquest and the soldiers would be absolutely blessed. So with that in his head, he decided that he would like to enter the city. And it's a beautiful and an amazing story of how they used cannons in their warfare, but also how Zikr also played its part in the city. He was very, very close to, in his tariqa, he was close to his sheikh. He had learned a lot. He had studied a lot. So there was a lot of askar that was coming along as they managed to enter the city. Now, among the Sahaba that are buried in Constantinople, nowadays known as Istanbul, approximately 30 or so, it was in around 40 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Caliph Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala decided to launch a major campaign against Constantinople. And that's when the Sahaba went to join. And Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was at that time almost 80 years old, also decided to join the campaign. And the area that's just alongside the Golden Horn that everybody talks about and visits, known as Ayyub, is where Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have been buried. So I think what's interesting between the track segments is that Sultan Mehmed Al-Fatih, the conqueror, he was only 21 when he achieved this massive feat that the Sahaba had trying to do since they had come in. And 21, and then Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of, he participated in this last campaign, an old man, almost 80 years old. And he joined that and crossed the sea in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He fell ill. And when Muawiyah's son, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came to him and said, "Do you need anything, Abu Ayyub?" He said, "I would like to convey this announce to the Muslim army and tell them that Abu Ayyub urges you to penetrate deeply into the territory of the enemy as far as you will go. And you should carry him with you and bury him under your feet at the walls of Constantinople." And of course, he passed away. So it's interesting, from a 21-year-old to an 8-year-old, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that أعمار أمتي ما بين 60 إلى 70 وأقلهم من يجوز ذلك. The ages of my ummah will be between 60 and 70, and there will be few who will exceed that, and that's reported in Tirmidhi Sharif. So whatever our age, it's a time for striving, it's a time for carrying this flag forward. So I hope that message is relayed in our Between the Cracks segment today.
A powerful message, undoubtedly. Jazakumullah khair for sharing that with us. We appreciate your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa
alaikum salam. That was the weekly segment with Umi Abdullah, Apa Farzana Adams, speaking about the conquest of Istanbul and the anniversary that was commemorated over the weekend. And it is now 564 years since that conquest. So, you know, in a different sense, I was just thinking about that, you know, a couple of days ago, that on the one hand, the Muslim army and Muslims have lost Andalus, Spain, the Iberian Peninsula. That has fallen out of our hands, and it gives us great pain that that was a Muslim land, Muslim country, and we've lost that. On the other hand, in the subsequent years, Muslims have gained, and that is Constantinople, that was the headquarters of Christianity, the Hagia Sophia, that is something that the Christians had considered very sacred. And recently we've seen a clip of Azan being called there. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted the Muslims significant gains in the past few hundred years.